Did you know there are lots of ways to boost your mental health without professional support? Therapy can be a powerful and transformative process, but today we are looking at 5 ways you can elevate your mental health from the comfort of your own home. 1. Manage your energy. We've all heard that it's important to manage your time wisely, but finding ways to manage your energy is a much more efficient way to boost your overall well-being. Don't give in to FOMO, the fear of missing out. Instead, give yourself permission to spend a quiet evening or weekend at home. Forcing ourselves to push through attending social events and outings when we are already exhausted only makes things worse. Not only is it okay to say no, sometimes it is necessary. 2. Have something to look forward to. Giving yourself something to look forward to is a great way to help elevate your mental health. Something simple as a warm, soothing bath or a long-awaited catch-up with an old friend can restore our bodies and minds. Too many people think that self-care needs to be something extravagant or expensive, but that's simply not true. The best self-care is really anything you can implement easily and consistently. Consider starting the day by asking yourself, "What am I looking forward to today?" If the answer is a dull, nothing, then pencil something into your day that lightens your load or gives you a bit of a boost. 3. Stop forecasting trouble. Bad things are going to happen, but worrying about them won't change anything. Instead of focusing on the next potential crises, shift your focus to your ability to problem solve whatever comes your way. Not feeling like a problem-solving superstar? That's okay. Try making a list of problems you've already had to overcome, and then list the skills you used to help you navigate those obstacles. Now look at what you have already been able to overcome. Reminding yourself of past victories can help you build belief in yourself and your ability to handle whatever life throws at you. 4. Decide in advance instead of waiting to see how the day goes. Put yourself in the driver's seat. Start your day deciding in advance that no matter what happens, you will make the best of it. You can't always ignore the difficulties and challenges you face, but you can balance your focus by reminding yourself of the things that are going well in your life. Few things can boost a mood more effectively than optimism and a decision to focus on what's working. 5. Plan your wins. Decide in advance what you want to accomplish each day, no more than 3 tasks, and then practice making those activities your singular focus. It is easy to get derailed, but redirecting yourself towards a specific goal, instead of a mile-long to-do list, will help you become more efficient and disciplined. Over time, the tasks of your to-do list will become much easier to accomplish and you'll get to end each day feeling more confident and productive. Check in. Take the time to ask yourself, "How am I doing?" Start with a quick body scan, taking notice of any muscle tension or areas of discomfort. Become aware of your breathing, and focus on taking slower, more intentional breaths. Having an intentional daily check-in with ourselves helps keep us from slipping too deeply into our troubles. Try not to push away any negative feelings that you are experiencing. Instead, be curious about those feelings. Where did that come from? What do they say? Validate that it is okay to feel what you do and look for any unmet needs you might be carrying. Consider how you might meet those needs and offer yourself support and self-care. 6. Bonus. Know your life goals. If you don't have any life goals, now is a great time to set some. Consider what your perfect life situation would be in each of the following areas: career, finances, social life, family, health, both mental and physical, and spirituality. What does your perfect day look like and what steps can you take to move you one step closer? The struggles of life can tend to feel a lot tougher when we don't know what it's all for. Knowing where you want to go in your life can be a great boost to manage your mental health. Use your goals to remind you why you are putting in the work, why you are doing what you do, and why the struggle will be worth it in the end. Looking for more ways to manage your mental health at home? Visit our blog for more helpful tips and strategies to manage the stressors of everyday life. Bonnie J. Skinner is a registered psychotherapist and certified Canadian counselor. Having developed her career in community-based mental health across Canada, Bonnie now owns and operates a practice in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, where she helps individuals, couples, families, and organizations overcome obstacles to their chosen goals. Learn more at www.skinnerpsychotherapy.com.